Now, the rest of the story. His name was Walter Elias. He was a city boy by birth, the son of a building contractor. Before Walter was 5 years old, his parents moved from Chicago to a farm near Marceline, Missouri. And it was there on that farm that Walter would have his first encounter with death. But I'm getting ahead of myself, for that is the rest of the story. Walter Elias, the city boy turned country boy, was only 7. It was a particularly lazy summer afternoon, not much different than other afternoons. Dad was tending farm chores, mother was in the house. Perfect day for a young fellow to go exploring, and he did. Now, just beyond a grove of graceful willows was an apple orchard where Walter would make believe to his heart's content. Make believe that he was lost, which he never was. Make believe that he had captured a wild animal, which he never had. But today was different, for directly in front of him, about 30 feet away, perched in the low, drooping branch of an apple tree, apparently sound asleep, was an owl, a tiny owl. Well, the boy froze. He remembered that his daddy told him owls rested during the day so they could hunt by night. What a wonderful pet that funny little bird would make if only Walter could approach it without awakening it and snatch it from the tree. With each step, the lad winced to hear dry leaves and twigs crackle beneath his feet. But the owl did not stir, closer and closer, and at last, young Walter was standing under the limb, just within range of his quarry. Slowly, ever so slowly, he reached up with one hand and grabbed the bird by its legs, and he captured it. But the owl, suddenly awakened, came alive like no other animal Walter had ever seen. In a flurry of beating wings and wild eyes and frightened cries, it struggled against the boy's grasp, and Walter, stunned, held on. Now, it's difficult to imagine how what happened next happened. Perhaps a response sparked by gouging talons or by fear. But at some point, the terrified boy, still clinging to the terrified bird, flung it to the ground and stomped it to death. And when it was over, a disbelieving little Walter gazed down at the broken heap of bronze feathers and blood, and he cried. Walter ran from the orchard. Later, he returned to bury the owl, the little pet that he would never know, each shovel full of earth from the shallow grave moistened with tears of deep regret. And for months thereafter, the owl visited Walter in his dreams. Ashamed, he would tell no one of the incident until many years later. And by then, the world forgave him. For that sad and lonely summer's day in the early spring of Walter Elias brought with it an awakening of the meaning of life, and Walter never, ever again killed a living creature. And though all the boyhood promises could not bring back that one little owl, through its death, a whole world of animals came into being. For you see, it was then that a grieving 7-year-old boy, attempting to atone for a thoughtless misdeed, first sought to possess the animals of the forest while allowing them to run free by drawing them. And now the boy is gone, but his drawings live on. The incomparable, undying art of Walter Elias Disney, Walt Disney. Now you know the rest of the story.